Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So what do you think are the four key drivers of health and wellness? Well, my guest is Jim Kerwin, and he has his four key drivers of health, and we're going to talk about that. You know, Jim noticed that many Americans stop exercising once they reach their mid-30s, and I think that's about right. This inactivity can lead to increased risk for obesity, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. In his effort to get America moving, his book, The Exercise Factor, and he puts an emphasis on the X in exercise, describes four key drivers of success to help his readers become fit and healthy. Jim, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I always like to start off, you know, with my guests giving us a little background, you know, what inspired you to write your book, you know, why are you focusing on exercise? Just give my listeners a little tidbit of who you are,
yeah.
Jim.
Well, there's two main reasons, really. The first one is sort of a long-term and very personal, and the second is much more recent, after arriving in America about 11 years ago. So very quickly to go through the first one. I mean, I was 20 when my dad, who was 47 at the time, died very suddenly from a massive heart attack. And I just never saw this coming. Major shock to my system. And the one thing I know for sure about my dad is that he didn't exercise. And he did retire from playing rugby when he was 32. And for the next 15 years, bar the very odd walk and the very occasional game of golf, that was it. So that's really, if you like, the primary motivating factor for me. The second one is I got involved in the Healthy Charleston Challenge, which is a fantastic program run by the Medical University of South Carolina for overweight and obese folks. And I spoke at it and have indeed been speaking for the last 15 challenges. But in researching for my talks, I was really blown away by the problems, the health issues facing America. You know, we talked about obesity, diabetes, right, Alzheimer's, and the list goes on. And I believe that it's all underpinned by inactivity. I'm not saying inactivity is the only factor, but it is a major contributory factor to why we have so many health problems. And so that's the second reason that I want to get America moving. I want people to have a much better understanding of the benefits of exercise and, if you like, the problems of inactivity.
So, Jim, okay, so, you know, you noticed your dad stopped exercising about, what you said, 32. That's when he quit rugby. I think that's right. I know for me, my father quit exercising probably in the mid-30s. The most he did is he was our Little League baseball coach, and he would hit some fly balls to us or something like that. That was about it. So what are some, why is that? Why do we stop at, what's so magic about age 30 that we stop exercising? What are some of the obstacles that we're facing maybe in our 30s that are keeping us from exercising? Oh, it looks like maybe I lost. Oh, we're going to try to pick up Jim. I was asking Jim about what some of those obstacles for not exercising might be. While I'm waiting for Jim to come on, I think I have some of my own thoughts on some of these obstacles. You know, what happens in our 30s? Most of us, you know, our careers start to take off. We're putting in a lot of time in our 30s. We're moving up that corporate ladder, and maybe our careers are getting in the way. I understand I got Jim back now. Jim, I was just kind of, since we lost you, I was just kind of giving my own little idea of some of the obstacles that people maybe face and why they don't exercise. What are some of your thoughts on some of these obstacles for why we don't exercise?
Well, I mean, there are a number, and I list 13, in fact, in the book. But I think the biggest one for many people is that we're too busy. We just have great difficulty finding the time to exercise. And from my way of thinking, what needs to happen is that exercise has to become a high priority in your life. You have to understand why it's so important, and if you do, then you're much more likely to give it the time. Because if it's a low priority, it gets put to the end of the list like all the other low priorities. So it has to be a high priority.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Jen. I like that that answer, because often when somebody tells you that they don't exercise because they don't have time, the answer they get is, well, you need to make time, and it's almost kind of a snippy little remark. But that,
yeah.
But that's a true statement, though. I mean, many people, especially in America, I mean, when you're in your 30s and 40s, you're building your career, you're working 10, 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean, we are running out of time. So what are some of the things that you like to teach people? I mean, how do I make it a priority? Do I need to exercise in the morning? Does that help people? I mean, how do I make it a priority?
Well, what I would say is the people who have a good knowledge and a good understanding of this and who really enjoy their exercise have no trouble finding the time. So there's an element of that. If you understand that exercise is good for you and what the benefits are, and it's actually going to help you at your work, it's going to help you to be creative and productive and to improve your performance. Oh, you know, there's so many things, and we could go on and on and on about it. Then all of a sudden people will go, gosh, maybe I should be exercising, you know, and so it becomes a high priority. You know, there are a lot of people who do exercise, and they don't have the problem finding the time. So I think it's trying to move over into the group of people who have the more positive mindset, if you like.
Yeah. You know what helps me, Jim? This is my own story. I hate gyms. I hate going. No, I don't hate gyms. People gyms. I hate gyms.
Yeah,
GYMs. I just can't do that. I've never been somebody to go into a gym where I just it just seems like another job to me. So you know, for me, this is just, you know, what works for me. I make exercise more like play.
Yep.
You know, for me, it's I had mentioned before in another segment, I have a dog. She's a border collie mix. She needs to run. I just go to the park and I play with her.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean,
that works for me.
Yeah. That's what you need. I mean, exercise should be fun. You need to enjoy your time exercising. So I'm with you on the gyms. I don't particularly like them either. I mean, they have a place, and sometimes, especially when the weather isn't good, you know, they can fit into your regimen. But I like to get out. I like the outdoors. So I'm with you. Go for a walk with the dog. I like running. I go for a run with the dog. You know, so there's lots of things that we can do, be with other people, build relationships, but make our exercise fun and enjoyable rather than the chore, which I think a lot of people see it as.
Why don't we do this? I think we're coming up on a couple minutes with the show. Let's do this, Jim. Let's have you tell us what you think the four key drivers of health are. Just kind of state them, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Once we do that, once you get those four out, we'll get your website branded, because I know you have a special offer maybe with your book. And then when we come back in the next segment, we can go a little bit more in the details of those four key drivers. So what are Jim Kerwin's, author of The Exercise Factor, what are your four key drivers of health?
Number one, surprise, surprise, exercise. Number two is nutrition. Number three is knowledge. And then number four is what I call the X factor, hence the title of the book, The Exercise Factor.
Okay, so we'll go into those four. Why don't you go ahead and give us your website and tell us about your book a little bit, and if there's any offer for the listeners.
Yeah, well, so the website is getamericamoving.com, very, very simply. The title of the book, as I mentioned, is The Exercise Factor, but the tagline is really important. It's ease into the best shape of your life, regardless of your age, your weight, or your current fitness level. So I'm basically...
Yeah, keep going, Jim.
Yeah, so I'm basically saying that this is for you if you're in one of those categories, you're feeling you're getting older, you're feeling you're overweight, or maybe you're currently out of shape. This is the solution. This is how you can do it. And the book offer is very simply getamericamoving.com/book. And they can get the book. I will ship it to them. I'll sign it immediately, free shipping, and there's a free gift actually attached to it as well.
So, Jim, I went to your website, getamericamoving.com, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you about this 30-day exercise challenge. We'll go into the details of your four key drivers, and then we'll talk more specifically about the X factor. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.